So welcome back. My name is Miranda St. John Nicole. I'm the Director of Christian Concern for One World. And we're going to be moving on to look specifically right now at resources for churches. We've had a lot of questions from people about how you get in touch with another church or local organization. How do we network? How do we think about these things theologically? And so this section is designed to give a space for exploring some of those questions together. And I'm really thrilled that our first speaker is going to be Samuel Lueck. Samuel is the Southern Manager for Welcome Churches, and he's going to be talking to us about the national network that Welcome Churches offers. Over to you, Samuel.
Thank you so much for the introduction and also for the invitation to be able to share a few things about the work of Welcome Churches. So my name is Samuel Lueck. I coordinate the work of Welcome Churches, South England. And Welcome Churches is a national charity, a network of churches that work across the UK. Before that, I just want to mention also that, you know, I'm really moved by the testimonies and experiences that I've had, you know, from all of you who have just shared. And the theological reflection that we had at the beginning, I think, was really helpful for us to help us at least emotionally, receive these things. I also want to mention at the beginning that I have been involved in supporting refugees for the last 20 years. And I've worked in 7 countries. And all that you have just shared is really the truth that this is a very difficult job for each and everyone to do. So that's why we need all of us to do a bit of this. All of us have to do something. That's the reality of it. You know, I work in Finland for many years, and as well as in Egypt and Lebanon. And always these questions are really difficult questions sometimes. But when we are connected, we can make it easier for ourselves to share. So Welcome Churches is a network, as I said. So our main theme and vision is that no refugee should be alone. In other words, people need to be welcome. And that's what we are doing, all of us together, especially in this part of the world. And that's why this vision really helps us to think about how can we do this? How can we do this? So Welcome Churches involves so many churches across the UK, and we have regional coordinators in each part of the UK. And basically what we do literally is to help churches to do this practically. The next slide, please. And so that means everyone should be able to welcome. So you can find us as if you go to our website, you go to our Facebook page, you can find us in every part of the UK. And you can also join the network through this simple link if you go to our resources. So when you join the network, you'll be able to see other churches who are also doing the same thing in the area that you are. And our vision is basically to help each and every single church to be able to do what they are doing effectively. So doing it together as regional, connections, regional, work as we are doing it right now is really helpful because we are the experts. We are the one who are doing this practically. Now, if you move on to the next slide, I would like just to say also that we want each and everyone to be able to welcome, you know, as Christian, this is part of our job. This is part of who we are. And I believe that the church exists in the society to represent God's presence by welcoming, by loving people, whoever they are, wherever they come from. So each single local church congregation could be able to do this. You know, and that's what we do. So by doing this, if you just move on a little bit, by doing this, actually, so we intend to organize ourselves in these churches as a network. So you can join us as a partner And also you can join the network as an associate church, and you can apply for it. It's very easy to do it. And in this sense, when you are part of the network or when you are connected to the network, it will help actually you as a church, first of all, to be able to benefit from the resources we provide. And I will mention some of them just now. And also, we would be able to find other churches, other people, you know. And we have also a system of referring people to other churches or to other parts of the country. As you know, asylum seekers, they move a lot. So it would not be a problem if you are supporting somebody and then they move to other parts of the UK, for example. It would be easier just to refer them to a church where you can find on the network. And the next one, which I also need to show you is that when we welcome people, this is our welcome boxes. And our welcome boxes is actually a place, a project where you can support people and where you can, as a local church, you can do it easily with the help of welcome churches. And one of the things we do as welcome churches is training. So we have a lot of training. If you move on to the next slide. So we have welcome box training. So you will be trained as a coordinator how to do this and how basically to welcome the people who come to your area, the people who come to your church, how to do it. We also have resettlement welcome. As some of the questions we have just asked now are really questions that we ask all the time. For example, you know, when we talk about boundaries, when we talk about safeguarding, when we talk about mental health, actually in other parts of the world, people don't talk about this. You know, I'm a language interpreter myself, you know. So usually in some of the language, we don't use even mental health as a word because it's very negative, you know. So it's like telling people, somebody you are crazy. So training around this will help us to keep boundaries. And also some of the boundaries we need to think about, most of them are cross-cultural boundaries. For example, friendship between male and female. For example, the boundaries between working and friendship and supporting and all these things, when they're mixed and people coming from different backgrounds, then it makes it really very complicated. And that's why we can find this really. So we provide training. And this training are really aimed to equip churches, to equip every single church so that they can be able to do their job effectively. So these trainings there are a lot of them. They are cross-cultural, they are about resettlement, about, sponsorship of community and so on. So the aim of all this is no refugee should be alone. If you move on, just to the last slide. So as part of this training as well, the first one, this is the last one. Yeah, as part of this training, we also trainings around the needs of refugees, cross-cultural communication. How do we do it? Also helping refugees to access services. How do we do it? Building communities, talking about faith, and also how we do all the questions that we have. So in order for us, each one of us to do it, we come as a network, as a group of churches. We provide training, resources, and this is all to make it possible that each one of us as churches to do this effectively. And finally, I just want to also mention that you can go to our website, you can go to our Facebook page, and you will find all this informations, and you can also contact us. So we have a regional coordinator in every part of the UK. You can contact us and then we'll be able to help as well. But please, I also encourage you, if you have not been to one of our trainings, you can do that. And it's really, really helpful. But I have to say at the end that we need all of us to do this. We need all of us to do this. No one single person will be able to do it. I've done it for 20 years. I'm a trained lawyer myself. And I have so many questions. I've been a refugee myself. So I can tell you that it is difficult and all of us need to be part of it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Samuel. And now Joanna and I are going to be talking about a local network which is designed to complement the national network that Samuel has just introduced. So I'm, as I said earlier, Miranda St. John Nicole. I'm the Director of Christian Concern for One World.
And I'm Joanna Shooter. I'm the Church's Refugee Networking Officer for Christian Concern for One World.
And Christian Concern for One World has been around since the early 1990s. And we work with Christians, churches, and meetings in the Thames Valley and beyond. We're an ecumenical charity, and we aim to help Christians from all denominations and groups discern what it is for them to live out the love of God and neighbor in a globalized world, and then get the resources to do the things to which they feel called.
Yes, and for the past 7 years, one of our focal areas has been on connecting and resourcing churches that want to stand alongside refugees. And we started our focus in 2015 in response to the needs of people fleeing the conflict in Syria. And this was a new area of work for many of our local churches. And it seemed really important to ensure that churches connected with the statutory bodies and agencies, community groups that already had experience in the area, as well as with each other, so that we could share best practice and better serve the people we hope to help.
One of the themes of what people have been saying this evening is, as Samuel was just saying, that we all need each other. We all need to do this together because it's too big for any one organization, any one person, any one denomination or group, any one network. And so we work in partnership with a wide range of denominations, churches, agencies, and partners to offer events, online and print resources, and one-to-one work with churches and groups. We've recently hosted, for example, an online briefing by the Reading Ukraine School to give context to people hosting and supporting Ukrainian refugees to learn a bit about the culture and the history of Ukraine. We've had a webinar connecting people with local agencies that can help refugees find opportunities in education and housing and employment. We're delighted to be collaborating with others on this meeting. We've had online prayer sessions, and we have run in the past in-person opportunities in Oxford and Reading to really focus for local prayer, sharing, networking, and the beginnings of advocacy.
Yes, and our website has a range of resources that may be of use. These include case studies of what churches are doing, pages that are specific to helping people who come from Ukraine, an events calendar, materials for prayer and worship, a map of local groups, agencies and churches, links to statutory bodies, agencies and their resources, and more. And our quarterly newsletter gives updates from local groups, points to new resources and highlights key upcoming events. So it's a way of connecting. And we're also always delighted to respond to questions and to work one-to-one with groups.
Again, learning from each other and building up community is the absolute key to everything, isn't it? And we're only as strong as we are united. And with that in mind, we're also inviting churches to join a new networking platform, which is going to be very specifically local. And whereas the national networking platform will connect you with the national context and with the training and resources from Welcome Churches, we're working with and alongside Welcome Churches to also offer a regional platform just for the Thames Valley, so that people can connect there with each other and with local agencies, local authorities, and the like. It'll be a place where people can share questions and information with each other, and we are hoping that everybody will join the two networks and make full use of both sets of resources. We're going to be able to connect, sharing questions and discoveries as part of an email group, receiving newsletters, being pointed towards the training with Welcome Churches, and all that they can offer, and having access to specific local resources and events that will supplement those provided by the national networks.
Yes, and the group that has convened this meeting is already planning on an in-person meeting in West Oxfordshire in March, and we're starting preparations for a meeting for churches in the Banbury area also during the spring. If you'd be interested in a meeting in your area, please do let us know, and we'll be sending out contact details and links to our resources in the follow-up email to this session. Thank you.
And we are thrilled now to have Hannah Ling, who is going to share with us a particular resource that is especially useful for churches considering work with hotels. Over to you, Hannah.
Thank you. Yeah, so this resource is actually originally from the Diocese of London. They very kindly shared it with me, and it was written by them in conjunction with some local people who were working with asylum seekers in hotels just before the pandemic. So I updated it a little bit and tweaked it to make it relevant to the Thames Valley area. But yeah, it's a fantastic resource that gives just a few starting points for things to think about if you as a church or as an individual are supporting hotels. It might be that you are doing this in conjunction with someone like Care for Calais or Asylum Welcome, or it might be like Toby and his congregation and community starting in a hotel as the first people to connect with that. And so this resource just gives a few bits of information about things like initial visiting, safeguarding, giving dignity rather than tax, because sometimes we can get carried away with just giving stuff and not considering the needs and the dignity of the people who we are giving to. Challenging prejudice and safety for those in the hotels. An encouragement again to not do things on your own. How to develop the work, things like clothes banks, advocacy, thinking about digital exclusion, and then what happens when people move on, the dispersal accommodation is the next stage. So what happens when people move on from the hotels? Can you keep in touch with them? And then at the end, there's a tiny bit about what asylum seekers in hotels are entitled to. And I think there's going to be a lot more information about that across the internet, but we've gathered just a little bit of that for you to start with. So, yeah, we'd love to share that document with you as a starter for 10. And it might be that you read it and you go, actually, there are things that are helpful that that aren't on that resource, and we can edit that resource. Absolutely. If there are learnings that you've had, I'd love to change it and develop it with time. But for now, I will just put the link to the Diocese website in the chat. And you can find this document under the first bullet point, under the header ACT. But I'll put that into the chat for you, and hopefully you can find it. If not, I'll put my email address in as well, so you can contact me directly.
Thanks so much, Hannah. And we will be sending out a full list of links and resources after this meeting to everybody who's participated. So we have a couple of quick questions here. One, in terms of the local network, is Hertfordshire included? Yes, absolutely. Let's talk, because Hertfordshire, the boundaries are very fluid with Buckinghamshire. We sort of wiggle in and out, and it would be a great deal of sense to bring Hertfordshire churches that are close into this. The aim of it all, as I say, is to create kind of local momentum and local, really weight of motion, so that people have a sense that it's really important to work on this and we can do it together. So we will definitely be open to that. We've had a number of links put in. As I say, we'll also send those out to you. And then some really helpful advice from Sam Jonkers. Sam, is it okay with you if we copy that advice into the email that we send out to people so that they have that? But good advice about practical help that churches can offer in terms of volunteers, space, clothes bank, cafe, and the next steps. We have some case studies on the CACAO website, which show how different churches have undertaken these activities.